Right now, it's the first Monday of the month, which means it's time for another edition of Mondays with Mike. Each month, Wisconsin Public Radio Director Mike Crane or Content Director Mike Arnold stops by Central Time or The Morning Show to discuss the latest on WPR programming and operations. Mike Crane with us today. Got a lot of ground to cover, including some new on-air voices, special holiday programming, and a pledge drive that kicks off tomorrow. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have for Mike? What do you want to hear more or less of? Is there a particular show or type of show you'd like to hear on Wisconsin Public Radio? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Mike, welcome back to the show.
As always, good to be here, Rob.
Well, a couple few new voices and returning voices here at WPR. Tell us about a few of them.
Sure. So first of all, in our newscast, you'll certainly begin hearing Corey Hess, who's just joined us in our Milwaukee office, and she'll be reporting on issues affecting our state's largest city. She comes to us with over 10 years of reporting experience and has won a number of awards, including from the Milwaukee Press Club and the Wisconsin Newspapers Association. So we're really glad to have Corey on board.
And then a new fill-in host. This is one of my old jobs, actually.
That's right. Darrell Connor has just started as our new fill-in host, and he comes to us with 13 years of experience hosting talk shows in Madison and Milwaukee. He started radio in 2005 when he was one of the winners of a sports talk radio contest. And the prize was a weekly sports talk show for a year, and he did very well, obviously. And he said that he's looking forward to learning more and building his future with WPR. So we'll hear him soon.
And finally, a return to the morning airwaves, now permanently, Kate Archer-Kent.
That's right. It's just a thrill to know that actually this morning, Kate started her very first shift as the permanent host,
yeah.
Although you're very familiar with the mornings, Kate.
It was fun. It was just that little bit of deja vu, like, oh, wait, yeah, I remember how to do this.
And
yeah.
Kate is here with us. She actually never got up. She forgot that after the show is over, she can get up and leave the studio. But she's still here. So.
I'm still here. And you know what, Rob? You will now once again turn into my afternoon alarm clock, because when I hear you starting to read through your show, I know that I have to run for the
exit. You have
exits.
To get out of the building.
I got to get out of the building.
Right. I mean, right now it's basically about your bedtime. Right?
Oh, come on. Well, you know, I'm pushing it. I'm pushing it here. So, no, I'm really so excited to be back on the morning show. Love mornings, and just a really great team, so much energy. They were all here this morning, and it was just like, the gang's all here. Let's make some great radio.
Yeah, well, and you know, a lot of people that don't know about radio people think, oh, why would you want to get up in the morning? But besides being a morning person yourself, it is a great radio shift, because you're waking people up and being a part of their day.
Huge service. It's a great time to really help formulate what we're going to be thinking about for the day and helping people just get off to a great start.
Yeah. And yeah, if you work that early shift, I remember as a producer, matinees. You know, you could be the only person in a theater at 2:30 sometimes.
Yeah, you can have a whole new vantage point of mid to late afternoon.
Well, now, before we let you leave for the day, Kate, thoughts on the future of the morning show now that you are permanently in the driver's seat there?
Well, every day is unfolding into just a great conversation. We're going to be touching lots of different areas. And tomorrow, for instance, looking at the Danish word hygge and the origins of it. So you never know where you're going to go on the morning show, and it's going to be a fabulous journey.
And whether Wisconsin's hygge. I was reading the promo for that already.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes, yes, we have some hygge going on here.
Yeah. Okay, I'm still not entirely clear on what it means. So
it's like gemütlichkeit,
cozy, comfort, a feeling of home, kind of like your Wisconsin Public Radio.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
All right, Kate, we'll let you get home. Thanks for stopping by and have fun the rest of the week.
Appreciate it.
Kate Archer-Kent, now morning show host. You return to the airwaves this morning as we talk to Mike Crane, WPR director. It's Mondays with Mike. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts and questions. Staying on the topic of the morning show, Mike, a lot of people issuing big and well-deserved thank yous to Mr. John Munson.
That's right. You know, John just really stepped in at a time where he was suddenly needed. And being John, he just rolled with the punches. And just a little one I want to read from the email that was sent out by Keely, the producer of the morning show, about John. And she said, I want to thank John for his commitment to this role, John sauntered into the Superior studio just one day before our fall pledge drive, and he's rolled with everything we've thrown at him. And Keeley also wants to say thank you to the WPR Superior staff for accommodating John's doing that each and every morning. One of the things I love is that the team that has built WPR, the engineers at the university and at the ECB, have made it possible for John to do that. And we can do our hosting from pretty much anywhere now, and that's anywhere meaning our studios,
right?
Not yet John's basement on a regular basis, but that may come. But thank you to the all of the team and the morning team for figuring things out while we were searching and ending up picking Kate. So it was a really wonderful and incredibly hardworking time.
So you mean I could commute to Superior and host from John's basement in the future?
If you like. Yes.
Living the dream.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's bring on our callers now at 800-642-1234. We've got Sean on the line in La Crosse. Sean, hi.
Hey, I got a question. Throughout the course of the week, you know how you kind of replay the same program a couple of times a day? I was just wondering why some of the programs like Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from the weekends aren't replayed during the weekdays.
That's a really good question. I think basically the thinking has been that the weekend programs are sort of a break from the sort of the grind of the week. And now I know why you want to have it during the week, too. But they have been thought of as a break. And then in the case of Wait, Wait specifically, it's a timely show that the humor, even a few days later, might not be as relevant as it was on the weekend. And in fact, this is one of the challenges some people don't know. They usually record the show on Thursday.
Oh, really? So, I didn't know that.
So they have to kind of guess at what the news is going to still be by Saturday morning. And they usually get it right. And I'm sure once in a while there's an, oh, my God, we have to edit it kind of a thing at the end.
But, yeah, nothing ever happens on Fridays.
No.
Sean, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Well, we've got that special weekend programming, Mike, and we've got some special holiday seasonal programming, both on the Ideas Network here and on our NPR News and classical music networks. Tell us about some of what we've got going
sure. on. Sure. You know, this is just, as with so many people, a favorite time of year, and we get to share some really fun broadcasts. One that we're running here on the Ideas Network on Christmas Eve, Tinsel Tales. It's even more WPR or NPR Christmas favorites, and then that'll be 3 is going to be at 6 o'clock, and at 7 o'clock, Tinsel Tales 4. It's stories of the season. Some are funny, some are touching or insightful, and a lot of good. The one that's really probably the most fun on the Ideas Network, though, is probably Santa Claus coming in for the Larry Mueller Show. And that's Christmas Eve at 11 a.m. And we invite kids to call in and talk about what's on their wish list and maybe leave a hint or two about what kind of treat that Santa could leave for what would his reindeer like to eat this year. And so that's Santa Claus on the Larry Mueller Show. Simply Folk will have a special. We got the Capitol Steps, Politics Take a Holiday, and a whole bunch on the other network, too, including carols with the Eau Claire Master Singers on December 2nd. And this should be a real favorite, Christmas Eve, 1 o'clock, Christmas with the Morehouse and Spelman Glee Clubs. There's a lot more than we can tell you in this brief time. WPR.org/holidays, and you'll find the entire listing.
Let's go back to our callers now. We have Wayne on the line in Marshfield. Wayne, hi.
Hi. I want to say thank you that 6 to 12 months ago I called and said there was no good way for non-internet people to contact WPR. And within a week or two, there was a phone number listed and an address to send a postcard and so on. And I really appreciated that. Another thing, 6 to 12 months ago, somebody mentioned about the volume of the musical interludes. And after that, they increased. And I think they've increased too much because I can have the volume set for voice, and all of a sudden there's a musical interlude both on WPR and on NPR that blasts your ears off and is kind of quite irritating. So I don't know how easy it is to regulate those things, but those are my two comments.
Well, great. Thanks, Wayne. On the second one, There is some regulation of the musical interludes, as you call them, that we can do with the way we control our transmitters and the audio control board here in the studio. But it is absolutely an art to get it just right. And one of the things that certainly has changed over the years for all of public radio is we make a lot more use of, we call them music beds, than we used to. And sometimes that works perfectly, sometimes not. And, you know, I don't know about your particular situation, Wayne. We do know that many times as people age, they find in general that the music beds and things, we've heard this over the years, make things harder to hear. And so it's a good reminder for us that when we use those music beds, we should be very sensitive to making sure that the voices are heard really clearly, and that they shouldn't get too loud, period, that they should be a part of the sound of WPR, not an intrusion. So we'll keep at it. So, and also glad to know we're doing a better job of letting people know how to call us or send us a letter, because some people still like to do that. And I tell you, when we get an actual letter on paper, it's a big deal here, because not that many people do that anymore.
Wayne, thanks a lot. Look forward to reading from you in the future. This is the December edition of Mondays with Mike with WPR director Mike Crane. We're talking about all things WPR, including some new on-air staff, special holiday programming, and more. And we're taking your questions and comments at 800-642-1234. Do you have a question about what we do here at Wisconsin Public Radio? Is there something you want to hear more of or less of? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation, maybe answer your question, coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. It's the first Monday of the month, so we're talking with WPR director Mike Crane about the latest happenings at WPR. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a question, comment, or suggestion for us at Wisconsin Public Radio? Call in at 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Back to your calls now. Jan is with us in Viroqua. Jan, hi.
I feel very fortunate where I am. I can get both Wisconsin Public Radio and Minnesota Public Radio. And I hope you see that as an advantage as well. And I'm curious, on Saturday mornings, you run Milk Street Radio opposite the Splendid Table. And those are both programs that I would very much like to hear and attend to schedule myself around. So what would be the possibility of not playing them simultaneously?
Well, you've described what I might refer to as the Manhattan Project, thinking of the old secret project that around World War II to figure out, because in different parts of the state, we are competing or broadcasting alongside different stations. And so figuring out a way that we could get it exactly counter to something that Minnesota was doing might mean we didn't have it right for something that UWM in Milwaukee is doing, or around the borders, you know, the Illinois station is different. And we just would find it very difficult to coordinate at that level. Jan, are you by any chance a podcast listener at all? Is that something you can do to make sure you listen to both, or is that not possible?
I could consider that, and I've been known to archive one of those two shows.
Oh, that's terrific. And I always hate to say listen to the other station for a while, so I'll say it this way: listen to WPR, but then listen to the podcast of Splendid Table. But thanks for asking it. It just really is difficult for us to figure out how we'd get that right in every different situation.
Jan, thanks a lot for calling in and bringing that up. Rick is with us next in Belleville. Rick, hi.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks.
Mike, I have a question. Is it hard for you to find good Wisconsin radio talent to put on the station? Because I think a lot of us in Wisconsin really enjoy some of the local talent. Of course, Larry Mueller, and for years, Kathleen Dunn and others. Some of us even miss Michael Feldman a little bit. But is that a hard task for you to find that? And programs like Wait, Don't Tell Me, I know Michael kind of competed with that for a while. Would it be possible to find the kind of talent that could put on such a kind of a specialized show like that? Because it seems like there's a market for it, and we sure enjoy the Wisconsin products. And even Judah Sears Posada, even though thinks she's from Chicago area. She's adopted Wisconsin pretty heavily, so I think we can accept her too. So,
well, you know, it's funny. It's a great question, and I would say in general, it's just hard work to find great talent, period, and that's why we work so hard at it. And sometimes it can be hard to actually know where someone's from. Like, I get a funny thing. I'm actually a native New Yorker, and I can talk like that if I need to. But because I've been in broadcasting all these years, I'll have people think I'm from the Midwest, but probably not the state they're in. So I don't sound like I'm necessarily from Wisconsin, but do I get a pass at 11 years? You know, and that kind of thing is tough to figure out. But I'm thinking, for instance, that at least in his recent past, that Darrell Conner is a Wisconsinite. And I think Kate's been here long enough for her to claim at least a little credit for that. And that's the challenge there. The show like Michael Feldman, that truly is, that's one of those amazing talents that arises once in a while. You look for it all the time. But it can be hard to find.
Thanks. And I think Rick is also getting at locally produced versus bringing in a national show.
Well, that's right. And we're always going to have a tension around that because, you know, like we now have 1A, which is the show that replaced the Diane Rehm show a while ago. And people always asked on the Mondays with Mike segment, why can't you have the Diane Rehm show? And so there's always the way we think of it is, our role is a dual role, which is to bring Wisconsin to the world and to bring the world to Wisconsin. And so we'll always be a little back and forth on that.
Rick, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Mike Crane is with us, WPR director, answering your questions, bringing you news from behind the scenes. Joe is with us next in North Freedom. Joe, hi.
Hi, fellas. We recently returned from 14 mildly depressing years in Indiana. And I really missed the WPR original program, especially things like Larry Miller, as was mentioned earlier. And I missed Science Friday, frankly, down there, too. But I wonder if a lot of people in Wisconsin even know that 1A does a Friday wrap-up, the first hour being national and the second being international of the news events of the week. And then do you do that in the evenings? Because I'm not an evening listener. So I actually tune into WFYI online and have to miss part of Science Friday. But have you ever considered changing the time slot of 1A to better do that?
Well, in fact, 1A is, and I don't know about WFYI and what their offerings are, but 1A is actually broadcast originally at 9 a.m. Our time, 10 a.m. Eastern. And so it competes with On Point, and we had... once 1A became an offering, we're like, okay, what do we do? So 1A is already on a delay for us. And one of the things that we asked them early on is, if we're broadcasting it at 1 o'clock Central and it needs to be updated, will you be doing that? And they said, absolutely yes, because they were really excited to be on in Wisconsin with its big audience. And so I hadn't thought about rebroadcasting the roundup in the evening. That's an interesting idea, although no matter what we do, if we're putting one thing on, we're taking something else off. And I thought, Joe, it was funny that you missed the Science Friday when you're in Indiana, but now you're missing the 1A segment, and those are hard decisions, aren't they? Joe, I'm glad you can listen online as well.
Joe, thanks for the call. Shelley is with us next in Madison. Shelley, hi.
Hi. My call is very brief. I'm calling to say I love WPR. Like some of the other people, I travel quite a bit, and boy, when you come back and you get WPR, you recognize what you have missed when you've been someplace else. So I love WPR. The other thing I said to the person was that I am sorry I am not very, very, very wealthy, because I would love to donate so much to public radio, because it's such an important part of not only my life, but my husband's life and so many of my family. So thank you so much. I was trying to think, when people are talking about their favorite programs, I thought, better not go down that road, because it might take quite a while.
All right, Shelley, thank you so much. That's lovely. And a bit of a segue, Mike,
we've
got a pledge drive coming up.
We do. And, you know, the thing we hear during the pledge drives all the time is related to what Shelley just said, which is we hear the word love. And many times when I've been on the Mondays with Mike segment, I've mentioned the StoryCorps idea that listening is an act of love. And so that's certainly, it goes both ways, that part of what's the magical thing about public radio is that we're listening to each other. And in fact, I had the pleasure of sitting next to NPR's president for operations, Lauren Mayer, a few weeks ago, and she said something. I was like, wait a minute, I have to write that down because it was such a really great point. She said, we believe that listening changes the world, and that is our business.
Oh, fantastic.
So thank you for listening. Thank you for telling us what you think, Shelley, and everybody that will do that during the pledge drive as well. Wealthy or not, we'd love to have your support.
Thanks so much. Just a quick note, along with the pledge drive, we have some canvassers around the state. A brief mention on that, because I guess we had some questions about that, Mike.
Yeah, that's right. People maybe don't realize this, but particularly in the southeast Wisconsin area where things are, and south central where it's a bigger population, we've been doing our canvassing where young people come to the door and ask people to support WPR. We've gained nearly 4,000 contributors during that time, and that includes 1,300 sustainers. So it's a big deal for us. It helps us keep the pledge drive shorter, of course, and it's a real thing. They're out there in the dark with the keeping themselves warm by walking around and thanking people for their support or asking them, if they haven't already, to go and do that. So that's a real thing, and they'll give you a phone number to call and check on them if you're concerned.
All right, Mike, thanks. As always, good to talk to you.
Great to be here.
That's Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio. He stops by the first Monday of each month, either here on Central Time or on The Morning Show, now with Kate Archer Kent, to talk about the latest on WPR programming and operations. You can always contact us at the Wisconsin Public Radio Facebook page or call Audience Services at 800-747-7444. I believe that's the right number. You can ask your question, make your comment anytime. Again, call in, go on the Ideas Network Facebook page or the WPR Facebook page. Let us know what you think.